Our recent interview with pianist Guy Livingston about American composer George Antheil resulted in a number of email messages from you about what was left unsaid. Well, there were many facets of the bad boy of music that we did not have time to explore, his Hollywood film scores, for example, and several of you wrote about another curious Antheil footnote. In 1942, he and actress Hedy Lamarr received a patent for a secret communication system. Tony Rothman is a research associate in physics at Bryn Mawr College and author of Everything's Relative and Other Fables from Science and Technology, and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what was this secret communication system? What was it supposed to do?
What it was supposed to do is guide torpedoes to enemy ships. What was original about it, what Hedy was proposing, was something she called frequency hopping. Rather than sending a signal to the torpedo on one frequency, you should have a transmitter that is jumping around in an apparently random pattern of frequencies. And you should have a receiver in the torpedo that's synchronized to the transmitter, so it's also jumping around. And the torpedo will very happily pick up the instructions, but anybody listening in won't really hear anything. It'd be as if you're tuned to one NPR station and the signal was really jumping all over the FM dial.
Now, Antheil thought he could use the technology that he was familiar with from his player pianos in Ballet Mécanique.
Right. Hedy had absolutely no technical background. And when she suggested this idea to him, he immediately said, well, the answer is obvious. You use player piano rolls. You put one roll in the transmitter and one in the receiver, and you have them punched with an identical pattern of holes. And assuming you start them off at the same time, well, voila, you synchronize the receiver and the transmitter. And he even proposed using 88 different frequencies, which is the same as the number of keys on a piano.
It sounds rather cumbersome.
There's almost no chance it ever could have worked.
Well, let's go back to their relationship. I mean, you wrote a play about them called Plausibility. How did they get together? Why were they so interested in creating this technology?
Well, the background of these two characters is quite extraordinary. You have to understand that Hedy Lamarr was originally born in Austria as Hedwig Eva Maria Kiesler. At a rather young age, she married a fellow named Fritz Mandl, who was Austria's leading munitions manufacturer. Eventually, she escaped the clutches of this fellow under some rather extraordinary circumstances and made it to Hollywood and became a big movie star in the late 1930s. Hedy had read some articles that George had written for Esquire about how to pick up women based on their hormonal characteristics. This was an interesting hobby he had, and Hedy, feeling that she was somewhat underendowed, actually contacted George for some hormonal advice. And they met and became good friends, maybe a little more than that, and came up with this idea. But I have to say that although they do have this patent, the idea that this little patent is at the basis of all secret military communication and what we now call spread spectrum technology is basically an urban legend.
Really? I mean, I know the patent expired, but didn't some of their thinking get picked up into the development of what, I mean, cell phones now use this stuff?
Well, not really. See, like any other invention, a lot of people were doing the same thing at the same time. And you can't exclude the possibility that Hedy was just smuggling out this idea from her husband's boardroom. But after World War II, a lot of civilian firms and universities got in the act developing spread spectrum without knowing about the Lamarr Antheil patent, and it eventually turned up in a patent search, and the engineers at, I think, IT&T decided to cite it kind of as a joke, and I'm sure that's how the legend got started.
In 1997, though, Hedy Lamarr and George Antheil received a special Electronic Frontier Foundation Pioneer Award. Now, George Antheil was deceased by that time, but Hedy Lamarr was there, and she said, it's about time.
I can't deny that they got the Electronic Pioneer Foundation Award, but I think that this was basically based on this urban legend and that the people who gave it to her didn't bother looking into what really had happened.
Well, maybe you should have stuck with hormonal attraction.
That's right. I mean, it's a great story. There's no question about it. I mean, the odds of this happening, one can't invent stories like this.
Tony Rothman is author of Everything's Relative and Other Fables from Science and Technology, and he joined us from a studio at Princeton University. Thanks so much.
A pleasure.